It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It certainly is. It's the WIA National News for week commencing March 30, 2025. And this week, WIA President Scott VK3KJ, WIA Technical Advisory Chairman Grant VK5GR, and WIA Returning Officer Pete Cherry VK2LP. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of News from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Dreaming, believing, achieving.
This is WA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and welcome to all listeners to the WIA National News broadcast this week. Just a couple of reminders this week on behalf of the WIA Board. Firstly, by now all financial members will have received an email from the Returning Officer declaring the results of the recent election for the four director positions. Pete Cherry, VK2LP, the WIA Returning Officer, is also making this declaration elsewhere in today's broadcast. The results will also be published in the current edition of Amateur Radio Magazine and also on the WIA website. I would like to thank Pete Cherry, VK2LP, for his contribution to the WIA as the Returning Officer for the election process this year, and also extend my thanks to all those individuals that nominated. Thanks, Pete. Now calling all amateur radio operators. It's been a year since the new amateur radio licence conditions were introduced, and the Wireless Institute of Australia wants to hear from you how the transition has been. Have you had to use the new licence documentation? What's your experience with the updated call sign allocation process, especially in the Australian external and Arctic territories? We have put together a quick 10-minute survey to capture your feedback. Your input will help shape future discussions with the ACMA and the Department of Communications and the ART to improve amateur radio services across Australia. The link to the survey is available on the WIA website, so make sure you visit and get that link. A huge thank you to all Australian amateur radio operators who have taken the time to complete the survey to date. We've had well over 800 responses in the last fortnight, which is just simply amazing. Your responses are completely confidential, and we encourage all Australian amateur radio operators to take part, not just WIA members. The survey closes at 23:59 on April the 13th, 2025. So don't miss your chance to have your say. Your voice really matters, and we encourage you to get involved today. Finally, to those affiliated clubs who have progressed insurance through WIA's preferred insurance partner, Gipps Insure, a large percentage of club policies are due for renewal on the 1st of April or shortly thereafter. All club secretaries or the nominated club contact person should have been contacted by now by Gipps Insure. If not, and your club policy is about to expire, please contact Stephen Bigham of Gipps Insure at Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, at Gipps Insure, G-I-P-P-S-I-N-S-U-R-E.com.au, or on the telephone number 03-5181-6085. Over 100 affiliated clubs continue to take advantage and leverage the buying power of the arrangement that's been put in place, and club insurance is something you just don't want to go without. The WIA encourages all clubs to carefully consider your insurance arrangements and ensure adequate coverage is in place commensurate with your club's activities. That's it for me this week, and this has been Scott Williams, WIA President, on behalf of the WIA Board. Best wishes.
Hello, this is Grant VK5GR with some news from the WIA Technical Advisory Committee. One of the roles of the TAC committee is to monitor ACMA consultations that potentially impact technical aspects of the amateur service. Recently, the ACMA released a consultation that included an opportunity to provide some feedback on some of the registration and licensing instruction documents, or RALIs, used by frequency assigners when they choose operating channels in spectrum that is adjacent to the amateur service. Why do we care? Well, in this case, the WIA has made specific comment on RALI LM8, which sets the arrangements for selecting frequencies in the VHF LAN mobile service in the 166 to 174 MHz band. For some time now, several amateur repeaters have been dealing with intermodulation interference caused by poor choices of frequencies in these adjacent commercial services. The specific problem identified was that the VHF commercial operators were not considering a wide enough frequency range when checking intermodulation interference risks. As a result, they were on occasion selecting channels that created unwanted interference into existing co-sided amateur service repeaters. Obviously not a situation we want to see continue. We have, as a result, proposed a modification to RALI LM8 aimed at addressing that shortcoming, which we hope the ACMA will consider adopting when they complete their review of the document later this year. This is, after all, just another example of your WIA membership at work, and we'll let you know later on if we were successful once we see the final outcomes from the ACMA. 73, thanks for listening. This has been Grant, VK5GR, your WIA Technical Advisory Chairman.
I am Pete Cherry, VK2LP, the WIA Returning Officer, with an update on the WIA elections. As previously advised, four directors will retire at the conclusion of the next annual general meeting, which will be held in May 2025. These directors are Giles Kirby, VK5GK, Scott Williams, VK3KJ, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, and Peter Schrader, VK4EA. Each retiring director was eligible for renomination. A call for nominations for the position of director of the WIA was made in the WIA National News Broadcast and in Amateur Radio Magazine in accordance with the election regulations. I advise that five nominations from WIA members were received for the position as director of the WIA. These nominations were valid and received by the advertised closing date. Those nominations were for Giles Kirby, VK5GK, Klaus Ilhart, VK3IU, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, Peter Schrader, VK4EA, and Scott Williams, VK3KJ. As there will be four vacancies at the conclusion of the AGM and five nominations were received, an election was necessary. Voting was by electronic means and 14 members elected to vote by postal ballot. Voting opened on the 1st of February 2025 and closed on the 28th of February 2025. With the voting not being compulsory, voter participation was very high. Over 44% of the eligible voters cast their vote. Counting had been finalized and an email went out to members on 28th of March with the results. The results were the four incumbent directors being re-elected. I take this opportunity to thank all of the nominees and congratulate the successful candidates on their election to that important role. And thank you to all the members who cast their vote. This has been Pete Cherry, VK2LP, WIA Returning Officer.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Well, we've just heard the results of the WIA AGM, so what's happening with our easterly neighbours? Mark Gooding, NZART Returning Officer, has posted the results of the New Zealand election, where he reports that the voting papers received represented 13.28% of the total membership of NZART. Those positions being voted on were North Island, Warren Harris, Zulu Lima 2 Alpha Juliet with 136 votes, Don Wallace, Zulu Lima 2 Tango Lima Lima, 119 votes. Elsewhere, Cam Woods, Zulu Lima 1 Delta Kilo Sierra, 106 votes, and Terry James, Zulu Lima 1 Hotel Oscar Golf with 98 votes. Others, such as President and South Island, did not require votes. the Directorate of IP&T orchestrated an exciting scientific expedition for students from Srivijaya, Puram and nearby areas, offering a unique glimpse into the fascinating world of amateur radio. Srivijaya, Puram is the capital city of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, a union territory of India in the Bay of Bengal. The event, held at the Andaman Sunset View Resort in Mowadera, Kermadera, brought together 35 students from classes 6 to 9 of government schools, who had the rare opportunity to engage with foreign experts from DX Adventure, Belgium. Repair work that a ham radio operator and fellow club members conducted on a shared repeater site in Washington State has cost the ham his government job. Asserton County officials said that Russell Pellberg, Kilo Alpha 7 Mike Papa X-ray, was not authorised to give the other members of the Hell's Gate Amateur Radio Club access to the secure site, and that their work caused a communications outage and a power meter disturbance for other users of the site. County agencies operate two nearby repeaters, and the local utility Clearwater Power Company also has facilities. According to a report in the Lewiston Tribune, Kilo Alpha 7 Mike Papa X-ray said that he had discussed the work with county commissioners and that they appeared to be supportive. He told investigators that he'd even written a resolution for the county to vote on, but there were delays producing the document. The newspaper report said that he'd apologised on behalf of the club for proceeding ahead of the necessary vote and that the hams meant no harm. No criminal charges were filed or recommended. Pellberg, who worked in the government for 35 years, was terminated from his job as the county's public works director in late January. Organised crime gangs are turning to AI-powered scams and payment systems to target victims, allowing them to rapidly and more cheaply scale up operations globally and making them harder to detect, Europol has warned. AI technology means that they can craft messages in multiple languages and create highly realistic dupes to impersonate individuals and blackmail targets in global cyber fraud operations. The law agency of the EU said in its European Serious Organised Crime Threat Assessment report, "The very DNA of organised crime is changing. Criminal networks have evolved into global technology-driven criminal enterprises, exploiting digital platforms, illicit financial flows, and geopolitical instability to expand their influence," Catherine de Bol, Europol's executive director, said. In early December 24, it said it had taken down an encrypted messaging service Matrix that was used for international drug and arms trafficking. Europol listed cyber attacks, migrant smuggling, drug and firearms trafficking, and wrongdoing in waste management among the fastest growing criminal threats on the European continent. Researchers have broken a distance record in quantum communication by sending a secret encryption key nearly 13,000 kilometres from China to South Africa using a cheap lightweight microsatellite. The satellite was able to send pulses of laser light put into special quantum states from a rooftop in Beijing to another in Stellenbosch University near Cape Town. The pulses formed a quantum key that was used to encrypt two images, one of China's Great Wall and one showing part of Stellenbosch's campus. The feat, a kind of encryption known as quantum key distribution, is a step towards being able to send ultra-secure messages between any two locations, however distant. Some 175 scientists, students, professors and amateur radio operators from around the world gathered in person and virtually mid-March to share, research, educate each other and network at the annual HAMSCI workshop. HAMSCI, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation Program, aims to promote collaboration between science, amateur radio and education. The 2025 workshop was hosted this year by the New Jersey Institute of Technology. The program featured 30 talks and two dozen poster presentations, many focused on the HAMSCI community's research activities during the 2023 annular and 2024 total solar eclipses, and its ongoing programs to involve amateur radio operators in collecting data for research on space weather and its impact on the ionosphere. Now we can all visit and enjoy the YouTube video of the event by clicking on the link we like in this week's WIA National News. And for WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wires 2025. CQWPX Qantas is on the air as I speak with SSB March 29 and 30. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB Qantas uses the 160 to 10 minute bands. Where Qantas are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. CW version will happen May 24 and 25. The IAAU 100th Anniversary Centennial QSO Party. The IAAU CQP will be held for 9 days, beginning Saturday 12 April and ending Sunday 20 April. This event will celebrate 100 years of the IAAU. Each Tuesday evening in April sees the ZL2 GVA Memorial Sprints on 80 metres, 30 minutes each of CW, SSB and FT4. Take part in any or all segments. Exchange is your outside temperature. Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint, Saturday, May 3. May 17, 18 is East Angster Shield. QRP CW on 80 metres, wind back the rig to give 5 watts and give it a go. VK Shires Contest, 7th and 8th June 2025. NZ Straight Key Night. Next New Zealand Straight Key Night will be held Sunday, 8 June, from 0800 hours to 0900 hours UTC on 80 metres. Polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. The fun continues. We look through the DX window to the world. Dom is active again as 3D2 AJT from Nandi, Fiji Islands, now until the end of April. The call sign is in memory of the late Yasu Zoro Mizuzawa, JH1AJT, who passed away on 23 March 2022. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and LOTW. IAAU Special Stations, Indonesia. 8A100 IAAU is the special call sign for the Indonesian IAAU Society, ORARI, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union between 1 and 30 April. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via N200. VI100 IAAU is the Australian special event call sign transmitting from VK3 to help celebrate the IAAU Centennial. Administered by Oscar VK3TX, IAAU Region 3 AC member in Melbourne. QSL via M0OXO. India. The Amateur Radio Society of India, ARSI, will celebrate the centenary by activating call sign VU1 IAAU from 1 April to 29 June. ARSI has been a member society of IAAU Region 3 since 1958. QSL via VU2ZH. SZ100 IAAU is the special call sign for the Radio Amateur Association of Greece, RAAG, to join the celebrations all April long. QSL via the Bureau, LOTW or QRZ logbook. In February 2026, or in about 10 months' time, an international team of 24 radio amateur operators will land on Bubi Island. Bubi is the Norwegian overseas territory and lies in the South Atlantic Ocean, with 93% of its surface covered by ice and snow. It sets the record as the most remote uninhabited island on Earth and ranks number 10 on the Most Wanted DXCC listing at Clublog. Operating as 3Y0K, the team will attempt to give as many contacts as possible and be active in all amateur radio bands from 10 to 160 metres. They will direct attention to human modes, but they will also be active in FT8, RTTY and QO100 satellite using up to 12 stations. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Inga.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest groups, it's astronomy and to Holland. The Dringelo radio telescope has successfully bounced a radio signal off planet Venus and back to planet Earth. Transmitting at 1299.5 MHz, operators transmitted a 278-second-long tone. While Dringelo received its own signal, the Stockert radio telescope, located in Germany, also received the same signal. The data analysis consists of correcting the received data from both the expected Doppler shift and the rate of change of this Doppler shift due to the rotations and relative motions of Earth and Venus. After channelizing the received signal in 1 Hz frequency bins, the echo of the transmitted signal falls exactly in the predicted bin. Dringolo is planning another Venus bounce in October 2026. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Parks on the Air and other adventure groups. Ishmael 8P6PE is on the air as J87PE from St. Vincent Island until the end of today, the 30th of March. This is a POTA vacation for Ishmael, who can be spotted in POTA parks on 40 through to 6 metres using SSB. David Stickelman, KF6KAT, and Tammy Stickelman are bringing ham radio back to the field, literally. Their portable setup is more than just a radio operation. It's an event, operating out of restored military vehicles and even a vintage M1950 Arctic tent. David and Tammy have turned their passion for emergency communications and camping into a full-scale mobile ham radio operation. Whether it's a winter field day or a Parks on the Air activation, their retrofitted rigs and family-oriented approach draw plenty of attention, including from curious park rangers and intrigued fellow campers. David, a former Army signals officer, and his wife Tammy have blended ham radio, military history, and outdoor adventure into something entirely unique. Their expeditions aren't just about making contacts, they're about community. Friends, family, and even their horses tag along, turning their camping trips into full-scale events that combine vintage military gear with modern ham radio technology. From restoring classic military trucks to integrating radio teletype machines into their setup, the Stickelmans embody the hands-on, pioneering spirit of amateur radio. Their enthusiasm for the hobby is contagious, proving that ham radio isn't just about gear, it's about the experience, the connections, and the stories. Check them out by clicking the link to the YouTube video in this week's text edition of your WIA National News. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. After completing that long-duration stay aboard the International Space Station, NASA's SpaceX Crew 9 astronauts will discuss their science mission during a post-flight news conference at 6:30 p.m. UTC Monday, March the 31st, from the agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston. NASA astronauts Nick Hague, Sonny Williams, and Butch Wilmore will answer questions about their time in space. The 3 NASA crew members and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov returned to Earth on March 18. Gorbunov will not participate in the news conference because of his travel schedule, and you can watch live coverage of the conference on NASA Live via YouTube. The NAB Show has announced the agenda for the Broadcast Engineering and IT Conference, taking place April 5 to 9, with exhibits April 6 to 9, during the show in Las Vegas. The event will launch with a keynote session featuring a live 4K UHD conversation with NASA astronauts aboard the International Space Station, showcasing new live UHD switching and routing capability at the agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Live from the International Space Station, the BEIT conference opening will explore the evolution of global broadcasting from the grainy 1969 moon landing to the upcoming Artemis 3 mission, expected to be the largest live-streamed event in history. This session will examine the challenges and innovations that will define the future of broadcast technology, content distribution, and media consumption. In an interesting move, China is inviting interested parties to submit proposals to join the country's pioneering Mars sample return mission due to launch in late 2028. The China National Space Administration, CNSA, published an announcement of opportunities mid this month, officially opening the Tianwen-3 Mars mission to international cooperation. Tianwen-3 aims to collect samples from Mars and, for the first time ever, deliver them back here to Earth. CNSA has made up to 15 kilograms of mass available for international collaboration projects on the mission's Earth Return Orbiter spacecraft and a further 5 kilograms on the Mars Orbiter. Worldwide Special Interest Group's IOTA, Islands on the Air. Pierre VE3KTB is using the call sign VY0ERC from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, IOTA number NA008, until the 2nd of April. He's operating CWSSB and FT8 on various bands. And for QSL details, see QRZ.com. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Maritime. Amateur radio has provided the inspiration for a new initiative within the Resilient Communications Program at the U.S. Naval Undersea Warfare Center Division in the state of Washington. Organizers are working to use ham radio's reliability as the backup for its emergency communications when there are disruptions to the internet, computer function, or mobile phone services. The division's Director of Innovation in Keyport said that the program embraces the technology of ham radio for this purpose and will be establishing a network of licensed hams to make use of amateur radio frequencies when the need arises. Organizers have also been encouraging nearby naval bases to join in the effort. The Keyport team is reaching beyond the military too. Everyone needs an ELMA, so organizers have contacted local ham radio clubs as well as emergency responders to help with training the new operators to grow the network. Some members of the team have already obtained their GMRS license for General Mobile Radio Service, but acknowledge that the next step is the FCC's technician test to become a ham. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Youngtimers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air, with Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. As you listeners know, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day was held this month over the weekend of the 15th and the 16th of March. The aim of the contest is to encourage and provide familiarization with portable and field operation and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused to encourage field operations. The WIA and the contest committee would like to thank all who took part in 2025 and especially those who submitted their logs as an entry for the contest. As you are aware, the news team and I are always keen to receive submissions from you about your YOTA-related activities in amateur radio. Last week, I have received a VK YOTA submission related to the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. John, VK1JP, and Molly, VK1MOO, with Andrea and Livy, headed out to Crookwell to make up a team that operated from their campsite. The team was overseen by Ollie, VK1OP, who could be heard from time to time barking orders in the background. I have been told that this year's contest was a success for that team, filled with laughter, teamwork, and a shared passion for amateur radio. Andre has sent to me a written article and a couple photos which I will submit for issue 3 of AR Magazine. So please read more about this great YOTA-related experience the team had when issue 3 is published, and make sure you send in your VK YOTA news. For WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Thanks, Alec. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Rescue Radio. A new mobile operations centre has just become available in New Zealand to be deployed for emergency communications when disaster strikes. We have details from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
The new mobile emergency operations centre of the Manawatu District Council was years in the making. Recently unveiled to the public at a family fun day in Victoria Park, Fielding, the EOC was a concept in administrators' mind for quite some time. They recognised for a long time that a transportable EOC was essential for civil defence emergencies in a region that has a large rural population. The mobile EOC can be trailered from place to place and set up quickly, usually within half an hour. Once in place, it can accommodate as many as 40 people and shield them well from winds of up to 100 kilometres per hour or about 62 miles an hour. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
As the newsletter editors also noted in their report, the new mobile EOC will be ideal for next year's field day operations. Thanks, Jim, for that story. Still in New Zealand, their regulator, Radio Spectrum Management, RSM, are increasingly being informed about emergency services telecommunications being streamed on social media platforms or other websites. Not only is this type of activity illegal in ZL, but it can also aid criminal activity and hinder the maintenance of the law. This time each year, National Weather Service forecast officers throughout the USA hold severe weather awareness weeks in their respective regions to educate the public about the dangers of severe weather and the importance of being prepared. This time around, they're using special event station N0A to do the same within the amateur radio community. The event, which started March 17, runs until March 31. I'm Cole, VK3GTV, for WIA National News.
And now to the social scene. It's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. Now, only one event on the April social scene, and that's in VK4. The Redcliffe and District's Radio Club Redfest, April 12, at the new venue of Deception Bay North State School. Now, till next we have a land of your ears, I'm Graham, VK4, Baker Baker. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.